No. I'd put the kids out there before I plowed in there, side hiring or anything, and they'd pick up all those squares that fell off.
Mm-hmm.
We picked them squares up, the kids picked them squares up for me, and I'd burn them. I'd keep them young boll weevils from being out there working at the cotton. And that's the only way we had to control in the boll weevil to help break the cotton.
What do you say you're doing when you go thin the cotton out with a hoe?
Hoeing.
What about scraping or?
Scraping cotton, scraping. Call it scraping it, hoeing it, doing whatever you want to call it.
What about chopping?
Chopping cotton. You hire folks to help chop cotton. When you was chopping cotton, you wasn't doing a thing but thinning it out, you know, ready for the to start to go at all. You did that when the cotton was about this high.
About 6 inches?
About 6 inches high. You had to have it, it always had to be chopped out.
What are you doing when you're scraping it?
Well, that's when you're chopping it out, when it's young, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of grass grow up in the cotton field?
Mostly what we had here was crap grass.
Mm-hmm. Any other kinds?
No, the principal grass we had, oh well, there was Bermuda grass a little here and there and stuff like that, you know. But the main grass that bothered us here in this country was crap grass.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was a tree limb across the road and it was too heavy for you to lift, you'd say, and carry off, you'd say it took hold of it and what it all.
We'd cut it up where we could do it.
Or, no, if it's just a branch, you can't, it's too hard to handle. You don't want to try to carry it, you just take hold of it and...
Roll it.
Okay, or using the word...
Drag it.
Okay, you'd say, we have already wiped that tree limb off the road. We've already...
Oh, declared the road out, clean the road out.
Uh-huh, we've already wiped the limb out.
Mm-hmm. Already removed it.
Or using the word drag, we've already...
They'd say drug.
Okay. And you say, I took hold of it and I... What
drug it out.
Okay. Is that what you think you'd say? Drug?
I might have said it in times. I might have. I'm not saying that I wouldn't say that.
And if you want to chop a log, what do you call an X-shaped frame or saw it? An X-shaped frame like this that you could set the log in. You know what I mean? You could take a stake, drive it in the ground, and another stake here, and cross them, and maybe nail them together at the bottom, and do the same on the other end, and set the log in that X.
Oh, that's sawhorses.
Okay. What are the A-shaped frame ones called that a carpenter would use? Lay a board between them? Or do you take a... like that? Two legs here and two legs here and have a board up across the top.
Now, you're talking about something now could be called a lot of different things. It all depends on what you're going to be using it for.
What would you call it?
Well, you suppose you was going to... Now, I used to do that. I'd fix my boards that way and my plank on there when I was addressing lumber with a hand plane and fix a fork end up there. Dress it with a hand plane.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that kind of frame a sawhorse too?
You could if you wanted to, yeah. You hand saw use on there and you have a measure. A lot of times at way back yonder when carpenters were working on houses and things, they'd have one fixed like that and they'd have it marked off.
Mm-hmm.
So many feet, you know. And if they wanted a piece of stuff cut 4 feet, holler, somebody cut me a piece 4 feet long. Whatever who was there cutting, he knew just the side down there and it sawed off right here. Well, he knew what 4 feet was, 6 or 8, that was you cut off for it.
And what kinds of fences do people used to have?
Well, way back then, there was just two kinds of fence that I know anything at all about. One of them was a rail fence, and the other was a pew fence.
What's a pew fence?
A pew.